The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground. The great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For the ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, or you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. What a boring Super Bowl, huh? But as a Raider fan, it broke my heart to see Kansas City lose, right? I need to go to confession. I just lied to you, all right? You know, being that I'm a native Angelino, born and raised, you know who my baseball team is, obviously. But my favorite basketball team is, of course, the Lakers, right? And some of my favorite childhood memories were my dad taking me to the Great Western Four. Remember those days? And you go to the Laker game, and I was actually at Curry's last game back in the day. And I love the Lakers, but I don't follow them as much as I do other sports. But this past Monday, I actually got invited to go to a Laker game with a really good friend of mine that I'm part of a board of a Catholic credit union, actually, in Torrance. And one of the other people that works there invited me to go with him. So there was great excitement Monday at the Laker game because they debuted their newest player, right? Luka. And there was a lot of excitement at, I still call it the Staples Center, probably always will, at this arena. And when we got there, every single seat had a t-shirt with the new player's name on it. And a miracle happened in Los Angeles. 30 minutes before the game, every seat was filled. You know, us LA people, we arrive late everywhere. We're known for that. And as I walked towards my seat and I sat down, this young man behind me said, "We're going to win. We have a priest here." And I laughed. Like, I wish I had that power, right? But it was kind of cool. I could tell he was Catholic. I turned around and I shook his hand. And you know what? The Lakers won by a lot. And when I was leaving, I shook their hands again, and he said, "Thank you for being a blessing to the Lakers today." And I said, "Well, if I were a blessing to sports teams, the Dodgers would win every year." But it actually, it made me smile a little bit, because it wasn't that I was there. It was who I represent. And that's Jesus. But isn't that the same for all of us? We represent Jesus every day. And in everything that we do, we have an opportunity to live out the Beatitudes, which is to be a blessing to one another. And your life is a blessing from God, my friends. And how you choose to live your life could be a blessing for so many around you. We have an opportunity each and every day to bless people that we interact with. So how could we better live out this gospel? We could bless those in your lives with patience and forgiveness. That's hard to do, though, is it not? I was with my family yesterday, every single one of us. My mom had her 70th birthday on Thursday, right? And my brother flew in from Texas, and we were all together, and it only took 10 minutes, but the first argument already started, right? And my mom said, why should this be any different than any other day? We're often the most impatient with those we love the most. But we could bless people by showing more patience with them, by choosing to forgive, even when it's hard to do. And people have hurt you. It has been a misunderstanding. So blessed are you who chooses a better path, which is not holding grudges, but choosing to move forward in the name of Jesus. You could bless people with your patience every day. You have an opportunity to bless those who are outcasts or the underdog with compassion. We need compassion in this world. We need to love those who are the most vulnerable, to show empathy, to show mercy. That's how we will know. People will know who we are, how we love the weakest in our midst. So if Jesus were to look into your eyes today and say, who is it that you need to be a voice for? How would you answer that? But we have an opportunity to be a voice for so many different people. You know what I love about being Catholic? There's room for everybody, is there not? But sometimes we get so narrow-minded, don't we? We get behind our causes and our passions, that's great, but there's room for everybody at the table. So if you're passionate right now about helping immigrants, do that. If you're passionate right now about helping the unborn, do that. If you're passionate about reaching out to that family member that maybe people haven't reached out to, then do that. But we all have a voice in this world. And can you imagine how pleased that person will be that you chose to do something and to help? And you could bring that blessing of Jesus to them. One of the easiest ways that we could bless people in our lives is to bring joy to people. A smile goes a long way, does it not? But you know, some of the grouchiest people I've ever met are in the Catholic Church. Sometimes it's the priest. Say, good morning. But I'm thinking, of course they're the ones who are here every day. Right? They're probably driving their families nuts at home. But you know what I mean? We're all laughing because we've encountered that before. Maybe you've been sitting by somebody for all these years because you all sit in the same seat every single week. And maybe you've never turned around and asked that person, what's your name? You know, who are you? The joy of just smiling, listening, looking somebody in the eye. One of the things I love about this parish is you all generally like seeing each other, right? After Mass, there's a sense of community. You like to joke with me and all those things. That's beautiful to do. So who is it that needs joy right now? But if you don't experience the joy of Jesus in your own life, we can't bring that to those around us. So in other words, quit being so grouchy, okay? If you want to be grouchy, I'm going to send you down the street. Smile. We also need to pause once in a while to remind ourselves that we are a blessing. Every single one of you is a blessing. You're a blessing because God made you, and He loves you. He loves you for who you are. And sometimes we're our own worst enemies, are we not? We beat ourselves up. We stay in the past. We all have things that we regret. But Jesus is saying, live in the present moment. So you are loved by God. I want you to know that. You are so loved by God.
and you are a gift. So quit being so hard on yourself. It fired thee, because two people told me before Mass, we better get out by 10:30, all right? So I'm going to try to wrap it up. You're Catholic. I can't go more than an hour, all right? You're laughing, but it's true. This gospel is a great reminder. Where do we want to go when we die? Where? 40% of you want to go to heaven? I mean, I know I don't do this Mass more than three times a year, but I'm going to have to call Monsignor, right? Where do we want to go?
Heaven.
Heaven. That's where we're going to go one day, God willing. And if that doesn't bring you joy, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, that you're going to be with all those people that you miss one day, you're going to be in heaven where there's no such thing as age, illness, there's no politics in heaven, thanks be to God. I'm going to be skinny in heaven, all right? You're going to be able to eat Tommy's in In-N-Out and lose weight, I think, in heaven, all right? But we lose track of that. We lose track that our true home's in heaven because we get so overcome with things here on earth. So we could live out the Beatitudes by remembering we're on the road to heaven together. We're on the road to heaven together. So until we're in heaven, we have a responsibility to bless one another with our love, our forgiveness, our compassion, with our voice for the underdog. And if we do those things, one day Jesus is going to tell you, welcome home to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So who in your life, let's think of one person or maybe one group, is Jesus asking you to bless? Who needs you? And how are you going to answer the call to bless them beginning today?